The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Hey, in this episode of PT Pinecast, we talked to one of my former classmates as an undergrad from St. Bonaventure University, fellow communications guy, Charlie Riley. We get into branding, PT. How can we position physical therapy in front of the consumer so they understand what we do? How can you leverage social media? And why you should pay attention to professional communicators, just like the general public should pay attention to professional movement experts.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on, let's drink beer.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast, where we talk PT,
drink beer,
and record it.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
Up next on the show, a former classmate of mine, good old St. Bonaventure University, a professional marketer and weekend warrior who's seen his share of injuries fixed by PTs. For over 15 years, he's helped companies of all sizes communicate their story and build online and traditional marketing plans. When he's not busy helping with business development, he can be found refereeing high school basketball games or as a badass defender in several adult soccer leagues around Buffalo, New York. Up next in the PT Pinecast, Charlie Riley. Charlie, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I think that was added in the badass part. But,
yeah, I ad-libbed that part.
I like it.
Well, I'll give a little background. Charlie and I, as I kind of alluded to in the intro, we went to school together. We graduated the same year at St. Bonaventure University. And, you know, we were in the same program, man. We were, you know, in communications, worked at the greatest college radio station in the world, and anybody who disagrees with me, I will have words with them, WSBU 88.3 The Buzz, St. Bonaventure's highly touted radio station, and that was a cool experience. And then Charlie went on to, he was the primary DJ at the OP, which was the place to try to use a fake ID and get into the bar at St. Bonaventure. You were the man!
That was around the time when you could put a nice mix CD together and not have to, it looked like you did a lot, where right. you actually had a lot more talent than I did. I was just a poser, I think. A lot of fun.
It was. We can date ourselves and say, like, dude, we were in school when Napster, like, was whispered in the hallway. It was like, what, there's this thing where you can download an MP something and you can get any song you want. And I'm like, that's not true. And one of my buddies, our buddy Tom Griffin, was a comp sci major at the time. He's like, no, dude, this is legit. Like, you can, like, download. And we were like, what? Like, that's dating when we were in school. But yeah, if you could burn a CD back then, you were like the smartest guy on campus. We don't even burn CDs anymore. We don't have to. It just shows you like where technology, where everything has progressed to. And we graduated undergrad in 01. You know, that's not too long. Well, I guess it does sound long ago when it's 2017, but it's not too long ago.
It feels long ago.
Yeah, it does. So briefly, I kind of alluded to it in the intro. What have you been doing since we graduated? You know, what's a week like for you?
Sure. So now a week's a little different. We have a 1-year-old. So yeah. Between that and being a badass defender and waking up a lot sore than I did probably 10 years ago after playing some sports, I do have my fair experience with some PTs helping me get back on the field. But yeah. I've been busy working with, I've kind of found my niche in marketing. And the whole idea is, like you said, using technology to help companies find, and that goes for anyone. That goes from a service industry. That speaks to if you're selling a product, if you're selling your knowledge. It's how do you find a way to tell that story? And that's kind of where my path's gone.
I wanted to bring you on the show just because you're a fellow Bonnie, but also because, you know, we follow. That's like the term. We follow each other digitally, and it's kind of cool because, you know, we graduated a long time ago, but I still can kind of follow along with what all our buddies from school are doing. You know, you just kind of peek in. You're all over, man. You're writing on like Forbes articles and you're all over the place. And how did you leverage yourself? Because I think PTs like to do this too. We want to, we have this knowledge, as you just alluded to, and we want people, the general public or other people, whether they be a potential clients or just consumers who will consume this thing that we have, this product knowledge. How'd you leverage yourself to get picked up to get writing for prestigious websites and giving content?
Yeah, I mean, until they figure out that there's a lot smarter people out there, they let me have a platform. So I think early on, I you know, the social media thing, and you know, you kind of use finger quotes when you say it, but that's leveled the playing field sure. for really any kind of business. And that lets a PT who's got a, you know, if you're a one-man shop or if you work for a larger organization, that gives you a chance to tell your story yep. just as large, just as much as, you know, McDonald's or Apple or big brands that, you know, had a huge advertising budget before. So I think the biggest thing that, you know, any company or any individual that's trying to get out there really wants to do is, you know, find something that you can maybe do a little different. You don't have to be extreme and be authentic. I know we talked about this before we hopped on the call, but you want to talk like your customers talk. You yeah. want to talk like you talk and have authenticity, because people can see right through that. And now with the ability to really tell a story from anywhere, you know, you can use a lot of visuals. You can use photos and videos to explain to someone how to recover or how to stretch to prevent something, and do that very cost effectively.
Right.
And then you can grow a following doing that. So I think people, you find individuals in really any walk of life that have been able to do that. And you just, the thing after that is you just got to be consistent and keep yeah. keep telling your story.
You know, we hear it over and over again, but one thing I wanted to get to when I brought you on was, and I use this example, and you're kind of my example when I do this. Here's my example, Charlie. Why physical therapists, and since I'm a communicator and a physical therapist, I can talk trash, because you can only talk trash about your own hometown or your own family, but if someone else does it, it's like, dude, that's not you.
Yeah.
So I can talk trash about PTs yep. or communicators, but really it's not trash. Really, it's like, hey, just pay attention to this. So my analogy is, listen, if you had low back pain, if Charlie went and he had pain after playing soccer one night, and he's like, hey, Jimmy, like, my back hurts, but you know what? I read a couple blog posts on it, and you know, I listened to a podcast, so I'm just going to get ahead and fix my own back. I don't really need your help. What you're doing is you're saying, hey, Jimmy, like, I understand you have this in-depth knowledge in, you know, how to help me rehab a little faster, but I think I can just glean some knowledge from a blog, and I'll be okay. I won't have to worry about it. But the flip side is also true. If you're a PT and you're trying to market yourself, and you're saying, well, I'll just get a Facebook page and I'll pump out some posts and I'll be fine, and you're saying that to Charlie, you're saying, hey, Charlie, I don't need to pay for your services as a communicator. What you're saying to Charlie is, hey, your 15 years experience and your college degrees, they really don't matter, because I can just do it by myself. I don't need your help. And I think both of those things, those stories going both way, is disrespectful to physical therapists and it's disrespectful to communicators. My audience is mainly PTs. You need to pay communicators to help you, because they're really good at doing what you're not.
I would agree with that. And I think that that's something that, you know, nowadays it is simple to start a, you know, to manufacture a following.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, you might have a lot of Twitter followers, or you right. might have a large number of views on a video you do, but are they the right people? And mm-hmm. that's where, you know, anyone I've either internally or externally talked to about is, it shouldn't be a numbers game, it's a quality game. If you were to, you know, say you were to do an advertising campaign to promote your practice, you're going to obviously have to pay for that. And you're not adding as much value, or you're giving someone something so that they understand your value. If it's more just advertising, you know, people are always skeptical of advertising. But if you were to put out, you know, quick little 15-second tips, if it was a weekly or daily tip of how to avoid back pain, and you're just adding value for someone, they're going to think of you the next time that they actually do tweak their back.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might have to kind of drip out some free stuff for someone, but they're going to appreciate that you're providing value. You're giving them something that they can tangibly use, if it's just knowledge or if it's a, like I said, a simple stretch.
Yeah.
And then that next time that they do have a major issue, they are going to come back to you. Hopefully you're not trying to be something for everyone. You want to find your niche, and you want to find the right clientele. And then hopefully that when they do tweak their back, or they sprain their ankle, they're going to realize you do have 15 years of experience. Sure, I could watch a video, but I really need to get into an office and really, you know, dig into this. Right. If they want to really, you know, fix that. So,
yeah.
And it's simple. I mean, everyone has a smartphone now. You could do this quickly and start to build a following, and it's authentic. And that's really the biggest thing, like I said before, you want to be authentic and you want to be consistent.
Yeah, I mean, what you've just described there in terms of, you know, just the small example you did off the top of your head, which was, you know, give out tips how to prevent back pain. That's super easy for a physical therapist to do because we went to school for it. We do it every day. But what you just described was a branding campaign. I mean, you said, hey, you gave before you asked, you gave before you tried to take. And then you branded yourself. I'm the back pain guy, or I'm the. We like to say in physical therapy, the American Physical Therapy Association has said we're now wants to call us movement experts. You know, I know people think, you know, knee surgery, knee pain, you know, back pain, but we do every joint in the body. You know, any muscle. You know, that we do body systems. So I think that's a good example. Say, hey, brand yourself as the movement expert. It can be specific as back pain, but it can be as non-specific as, if it's not moving the way you want it to, why don't I take a look and we can try to fix it together. But that's just, you did that off the top of your head. See, Charlie can do this with his eyes closed, people.
I will send you an invoice. I'll give you a little bit of a discount. But the other thing to think about is, like, that example right there, that's something that can be expanded upon. So,
sure.
See, you did want to do video. You could take a quick, like I said, 30-second video. There's a tool called Wistia.com. It hosts video for you. They've got a really interesting solution now where you do a quick video, you post it, but that's also then you can utilize that so you can build a blog. And then you can also use that on Twitter, and you can use that on Instagram and on Facebook. You take one piece of content and then you can expand upon that across 4, 5, 6 different platforms. And then if you think about it, what you want to try to do is start building advocates. So within those videos, start using your clients and use them as examples. They're going to love that they're featured in that. Everyone loves to see themselves on video or hear themselves. They're going to tell their friends, like, hey, this guy really knows what he's talking about. He's helped me fix my problem. And people are talking about ergonomics now. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to hurt yourself in a sport. It could be a matter of, you know, I'm not feeling great, but are you sitting well at work? And you help them in a functionable way in that capacity versus just recovering from a sports accident.
I like it. You're speaking my language. You're speaking both my languages, Charlie. See, this is what I love. I love the fact that, like, we can look into situations and say, you know how you could leverage this audience? You know, who know your audience is where you've got to start. Who are you talking to? Because a lot of people want to start with, well, I'm going to get a website and a Facebook page and a Twitter account. Whoa. You've just described several ways to transmit a message, but you haven't told me what you actually want to say yet. You know, let's go back to square one and start there. All right, I want to get into some different stuff in just a second, but Charlie would appreciate
this. Good.
I got to do a sponsor break, man. Got to thank my sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing. Charlie, what these guys do is they find physical therapists jobs. So I love the fact that they were like, hey, who can we talk to? Who can we partner with in terms of anything on the digital space? And they, you know, I was honored they came and asked me, and they said, hey, can you leverage your audience to help us talk to PTs? And I said, well, what do you do? And like, well, we get physical therapist jobs anywhere in the US, and it's these cool travel assignments. So it's like a 13-week job that you could go to Hawaii, work for 13 weeks if you want to stay. They can look for opportunities there. Or if you're like, hey, dude, I want to try Maine next. That's cool. You can do that. It's getting cold. I want to go to Florida. Aureus can send you to Florida. And the thing that's consistent is physical therapy. The thing that's not consistent in a great way is, man, your landscape. So that's what these guys do. Get you jobs all across the country, full-time, full placement, or the travel assignments, PTs, PTAs of all experience levels, new grads to seasoned. Check these guys out. See what they have to offer. All the recruiters are kick-ass. They follow me around the country to these conferences, and I get to hang with these guys. And they know their stuff, man. AureusMedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S Medical.com. Or if you want to talk to them on a phone, 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Calling all physical therapists.
Expand your knowledge and your practice with Rock Tape. Join their medical professional program at no cost to you.
And start getting 40% off retail pricing right now.
Just head to rocktape.com and click Become a Medical Pro
to get 40% off retail right now.
Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer.
With the best kinesiology tape, cutting-edge education, and fitness support products.
Physical therapists,
go to rocktape.com. PTPintCast.com/start.
And use the code PTPintCast when you sign up
for an extra 10% off your first order. Rock Tape, the best kinesiology tape.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. We were just talking about, you know, just the quick example you had of how to produce that video content. And there's a number of people who get that, and there's a bunch of people that consume it within the field of physical therapy. And then those people who consume it just think, man, they just did that overnight. That was an overnight success. But that's never the case. Right, Charlie?
You're right. There's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that people probably don't understand. And that would really factor into any industry, but you have to have that knowledge base. You have to, you know, you have to have that confidence, and then you have to build upon that. It's not just an overnight success. And there are some people that something will go, and I'm using finger quotes again, something will go viral, but you shouldn't aim for something like that, because it's really, that's a needle in the haystack.
Yeah.
If you're consistent, if you're honest, if you can provide value, and you talked about it, if you know your audience, if you're not trying to be something for everyone, you're going to grow your audience over time. And it's not an easy fix. It's not something that happens quickly. But you want to be in front of the right people, not just a lot of people.
I just want to stop, rewind for 2 seconds. It's not an easy fix. It's not a quick fix. That's what you just said, right?
Yes.
That's exactly what we tell patients who are like, I went to physical therapy like 4 times and it didn't help. We say the same things, you know, under our breath when patients come in and they're like, I'm not getting better fast enough. I'm going to go get surgery. So listen to yourselves. I'm talking to the audience right now, physical therapists, if you're a private practice owner or you're marketing yourself as a brand. It is not a quick fix. It is not fast. It is not easy. That's describing physical therapy, and that's describing, you know, branding, marketing, communications, whatever you're trying to build. The good stuff takes effort and time, period.
That's a great, you know what, I never really thought of it from the PT standpoint, but it makes complete sense. I've had a couple injuries where, and I'm, you know, realistic enough to understand, it's not, you don't go to PT twice and then it's
right.
Fixed. Some of these things can take longer, and there's a bunch of factors that you probably don't think about when it comes to, as you grow older, it might take longer, or recurring injuries, things like that. But that's a really great point that you just made.
I'm looking at things from a PT. You know, why does it take Charlie longer to get to feel better after a soccer game? Well, healing rate goes down. We lose muscle mass as we age, just things like that. But Charlie's thinking the same thing if a PT sat in front of him. He's like, yeah, you know, I put out these videos are awesome. Everybody loves these videos. I can't figure out why I can't get it to spread. It's like, well, these things take time. These things take effort, and nothing is overnight. If you think it's an overnight success, chances are it's been building for years and years and years. You know, like an example I use here is there's a group of students actually who leveraged Instagram within the physical therapy world. They got like 250,000 Instagram, you know, followers. And yes, it happened, you know, air quotes, quickly, but it was a lot of work. And in reality, they did all the right things. They put out short video content, exercise examples, and they did it pure, and they were honest. I've interviewed these guys. They live and love exercise. They love finding new exercises. So they had all the ingredients for the kick-ass recipe, and that's why it worked. But now someone else sees that tomorrow and goes, I want 100,000 Instagram followers. How come I can't just buy that? You can't. You got to earn it, much like rehab.
That's a great point in that they did the right things. I've worked with companies, and I've worked individually with people that, you know, they'll put a 5-minute video together. Well, people are gonna stop watching after 30 seconds.
Sure.
Or 45 seconds. Or what they'll do is, you know, you see a lot of places, they'll guarantee you first page on Google, for example, which is not, it's just impossible. So another thing that might be worthwhile for, you know, the listeners to think about is you put a great video together, or you put a great blog post together, or a great tweet together, and you share it, and that's it. But the thing is that we used to say, probably 15 years ago, that you needed to be in front of someone 7 or 8 times before they got their message across.
Yeah.
Now, I think the last time I've seen it is about 20, 25.
Really?
Just with all the... It's
really?
It keeps growing just because of all the content.
Sure.
You're just bombarded with stuff, especially on social media. Not everyone's going to see it. And especially with some of the changes that Facebook's made and LinkedIn's made, you know, your algorithms, the algorithms they have, not everyone's going to see it.
Right.
So you need to reshare content at different times of the day. You need to share it weeks later.
Right.
And then, you know, kind of look at that and say, oh, okay, I shared this after work at 6 p.m., and I got a better response from that. Maybe I should start utilizing that timing to share my information versus during the day. So it's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. Let me ask you this briefly. Now, some people get mad at that. You know, if I put out a Facebook post, it doesn't necessarily get seen. Is this what you explain to people? It doesn't necessarily get seen by everybody who follows you because of the algorithms that they're now using and changing?
Yes. And there's two parts to that. One, obviously, Facebook wants to make a lot of money.
Sure. And so they should. They provide a pretty kick-ass service.
Exactly. One, you have to have really good content. Mm-hmm. So again, if you've got a 5-minute video that people aren't engaging with, that's going to kind of fall down their ladder of importance.
Oh, I did not know that.
But they also, yeah, I mean, if you've got something that resonates, they're going to show it more.
Because I didn't know that.
If people are liking a video, if people are engaging with it more. Also, another thing to think about is, I know there's a lot of tools like Buffer and Hootsuite, but Facebook also prefers if you upload your video directly on Facebook versus using a third-party tool. It gives it a little bit more credit. But then the other part about Facebook is they want you to pay for that to support it. If you have a great video or a great blog post, you can pay to advertise that really and get that in front of the right people, which gives you a lot more flexibility because you do the same thing on LinkedIn. You can do the same thing on Twitter, Instagram now, but you can really narrow down who you want to see that. And that helps with that.
I mean, think
so
about
that's
this.
That's something to think about.
Yeah. Think about this. If I told you I was going to get on my bicycle and drive and ride around where you are in Buffalo, and I was going to put a sticker on the laptop of 100,000 people in Buffalo, you'd be like, that'd be great. I'd love to be right in front of someone's eyeballs. That would cost a lot of time and effort. And what Facebook is saying, listen, I can target people by gender, age, geolocation, likes, dislikes. Do you understand? I mean, people need to understand how really valuable that is if you want to spread a message, and that should cost something because it has that V word value.
Exactly. And, you know, if you want to be known as a movement expert, or if you want to say you really do a really good job with soccer players, you can look for things that their likes. Right. You look for someone that likes certain soccer teams, or maybe if there's a local soccer league, you can really narrow in on that. So you don't have to pay for 100,000 people across Buffalo. You can pay for the 1,000 people that are active in soccer within, you know, the 25 to 34-year-old demographic, and then pay. It's not that expensive if you're smart about it.
If you're thinking about what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly. And then test things out. And maybe you spend $20 here and test and see how that works. And then the other thing to think about, too, is not everyone's on Facebook at the same time.
Right.
So that's why it's helpful to reshare things, because I might only be able to visit Facebook after work hours, where someone else might, you know, visit on the weekend. So it's helpful to reshare things. And there are tools that'll help you do that automatically. You don't even have to worry about scheduling that yourself.
This is The Parting Shot.
All right. So here's the million-dollar question. Since you are a marketing communications guy, what can PT do as a field? Because there's so many things that we do, and I think the average person, so you're someone who's at least gone through it a couple times. What's the average person like really know about physical therapy, and what can PT as a field do to better set ourselves up?
I think the perception is changing with, I mentioned ergonomics before, and, you know, standing desks, and I'm sure there's, you know, opinions about pros and cons for things like that.
Sure.
But now you're starting to see that attention paid in the workplace versus just from falling or an athletic injury. It's been a perception of you only engage with PTs when it's reactionary. You hurt yourself,
right?
You go to see one, you hopefully get better. Where I think now, as an industry, showing that proactiveness about, here's how we can help you, you know, live better, live longer, live healthier, by engaging in some of these things that we've been telling people for years. It's just now starting to be coming to the, you know, it's starting to come to the forefront. By telling a proactive story versus just the whole reactionary, okay, I got to go to PT because I did this, that's how you can help help change that perception. You're seeing more and more of that. You're seeing wearable technology that's helping with that, or, you know, maybe the perception that it's helping with that, but at least it's becoming top of mind with people that are sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day or sitting in a car driving all day long, or traveling. I think you're starting to see people understand, you know, I'm going to have a better quality of life if I pay attention to standing up straighter or if I stretch more often, and things like that, I think, are going to help that communication versus just the reactionary communication.
I like it. I'd be a really bad podcast host if I didn't let the audience know where they can find you on Twitter at Charlie Riley, and website medium.com/@CharlieRiley. Charlie gets it. Appreciate it. You know, don't think this is the last time we're going to have you on the show. I'm actually, I think, headed up to Nazareth College to do a live podcast. And I believe we're going to get the bunch of the buddies together. So I'll reach out once we lock up a date, see if you could travel over from Buffalo, and we'll do what we used to do at Bonaventure, which is stand around and, you know, drink and look at each other funny.
I would love to join you, and I'd love to join again anytime. I appreciate you reaching out. That Great talking to you.
Sounds good. Dropping bombs. Charlie Riley, everybody, on the PT Podcast. Charlie, have a good day, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, you too. Thanks again.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.